The unemployment rate dropped to 8.6% in November as the overall economy grew by 120,000 jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on November 2011 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate fell by 0.4% to 8.6%, its lowest level since March 2009. Just a year ago, in November 2010, it was 9.8%. This was the result of a civilian labor force that contracted by 315,000, while 278,000 more people were employed, and the number of unemployed persons declined by 594,000, and the number of persons not in the labor force grew by 487,000. In plain English, many more people found new jobs than the number of new entrants into the labor force, which shrank considerably, while the number of unemployed persons declined. Therefore, the unemployment rate was lower. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported the economy had 120,000 more jobs in November than the previous month. Take into account the decline in the number of government jobs, and private sector employment actually grew by 140,000. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector declined by 6,000 in November due to jobs in the construction sector and most subsectors not being nailed down very well and fell off by 12,000, except residential specialty trade contractors that managed to bring in 3,000 more jobs last month. Manufacturers were only able to assemble 2,000 new jobs last month, as non-durable goods eliminated 8,000 jobs, while durable goods, which is approximately two-thirds larger in terms of the number of jobs, added 10,000. Mining and logging continued to pump out new jobs. It added 4,000 in November. The private service providing sector added 146,000 new jobs in November, which was 25,000 better than the previous month. Given the time of the year, it's no surprise that the retail trade sector added almost 50,000 jobs last month. Almost 27,000 of those jobs were in clothing and clothing accessory stores. The professional and business services sector added 33,000 jobs in November. Computer systems design and related services added 5,100 jobs, while management technical consulting services figured out how to add 4,500 new jobs. The education and health services sector added a total of 27,000 jobs in November, with a highly seasonal educational services subsector responsible for 8,200 of those new positions. This means that the healthcare and social assistance portion was up 18,700 jobs, with most, but not all, major subsectors adding jobs. Recruiters for hospitals were probably busy since that sector added 8,700 jobs, but home healthcare services were down by 1,800. The leisure and hospitality sector was up 22,000 jobs in November, which was only slightly off the 24,000 it added in October. And as previously noted, the total number of government jobs was down last month by 20,000. In November, the federal government was down by 4,000, state governments eliminated a bit more with a 5,000 job reduction, and local government job roles were slashed by 11,000. And now on to temporary help services. The good news is that growth in temporary help services jobs seems to be becoming a habit. In November, it added 22,300 jobs, or 1.0% sequential growth, which was roughly in line with the pace of recent months, and now stands at 2,333,100 jobs. Year-over-year growth was 7.8%, and although that pace is a little off the recent trend, year-over-year growth has been in positive territory since February 2010. The temporary help services sector has added about 580,000 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, incrementally grew to 1.77%, that is, its highest level since May 2008. It was 1.7% in June 2011. Some pundits are characterizing the increase in sales on Black Friday and Cyber Monday or Cyber Week as a possible jumpstart to re-energize the economy. And there is some truth to that logic, since personal spending is currently around 70% of GDP. However, we feel that a single event such as a healthy retailing season that will cure all our economic and employment woes is highly unlikely. Furthermore, many feel that consumer spending at 70% of GDP is too high for a balanced and sustainable recovery. It should be in the mid-60s range. But U.S. consumer confidence is up handsomely, as well as some other national economic indicators that are showing signs of improvement, and this is good. and the coordinated move by the world's central banks to provide more liquidity into the global financial system is designed to calm fears and restore confidence in the world's financial markets and economy. The good news is that all of this uncertainty during what appears to be an improving economy plays quite well into the hand that the staffing industry holds. Businesses are experiencing more demand for their products and services, but because of the uncertainty, employers are reluctant to add to their full-time payroll burden. So they bring in temporary workers and/or view the growth more as project work, which staffing firms can fill, than new sustainable level of business activity. And the data seem to bear this out, with the number of temporary help service jobs continuing to experience gains. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.